Next up, an iconic track by Lou Reed.
An unlikely radio hit in 1972, Walk on the Wild Side was Lou Reed's only charting song in the U.S. Including references to cross-dressers, transsexuals, oral sex, and drug use, the track was taken from Reed's second solo album, Transformer, co-produced by David Bowie. Each of the five verses tells an anecdote about the misfits who frequented artist Andy Warhol's factory studio in New York. Inspired by Nelson Algren's 1956 novel of the same name, which describes the New Orleans underworld, the song opens with transvestite model Holly Woodland's journey to the Big Apple. Further characters introduced are transgender actress Candy Darling from Long Island, who used to give head, slang for oral sex, at a local nightclub, and Little Joe Alessandro, a gay actor who appeared in a Warhol film as a rent boy. Another Warhol film mentioned is Sugar Plum Fairy, a euphemism for a drug dealer. The final verse is about drag queen Jackie Curtis, with speed and crash being wordplay references to drugs and actor James Dean's death in a car crash. Lyrically, as befits its storytelling format, the song is largely in the past simple. The chorus features scat singing, inspired by the 1960s Motown girl groups, but was performed on the record by a trio of white girls from the UK. The word colored was edited from the song by some radio stations for reasons of political correctness. Surprisingly, this was the only edit to its controversial lyrics. Commenting on his signature song, Lou Reed said, "I thought it would be fun to introduce people you see at parties, but don't dare approach."